Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach, and I am so excited about today's show. It's about goal setting. This is one of my favorite topics because I hear constantly, you know, I'm setting my goals, I'm going to get to my goals, and it's like, okay, great, what are your goals? I'm going to make money, you know, or I'm going to do this, and I'm like, okay, how are you going to get there? Oh, I don't know, but I'm going to do it. So this, like I said, is my favorite topic because, you know, I hear people talking about it all the time, but they don't know how they're going to get there. It's like you're going to go to, you know, you're going to go to California, you're going to go to Florida, but you don't have a road map. You have no idea. You don't have a GPS. You have no idea how you're going to get there, but you're going to get there. So before I get started, I am going to ask each and every one of you to get out a piece of paper, get out a pen, pencil, whatever, because you're going to want to take notes. You definitely want to take notes because you want to make sure that you write down the things that I'm going to tell you. So I'm going to give you a couple minutes. No, I'm not going to give you a couple minutes. I'm going to give you a couple seconds to go out there, get a piece of paper and pen, because I'm going to fire up all these things that you're going to need to get to your goals. So hurry up, go get that piece of paper and pen so that we can get started. One of the things I want you to do is I want you to clear everything else, shut down Facebook. Come on, I know it's hard. You really could get back to it. Don't worry about Facebook right now. Don't worry about Twitter, and I know a lot of you, you know, especially my age group, who cares about Twitter? No, I'm only kidding. But and LinkedIn, come on. Come on, put that Facebook back, okay? Come on, turn it off, because you really got to clear your mind right now, okay? Now, what I want you to do is I want you to think, what is your life's purpose? What do you really, really, really want to accomplish? Seriously. What do you really want to accomplish? What is that one goal, that one dream that you really want to do? Be it you want to retire, you're tired of that boss man, that boss lady, you're tired of the job, you want to get a boat, you want to go down to Florida, you want to go down wherever, but you want this one particular thing that you dreamt of, whatever it is. I want you to write that down on the piece of paper, whatever it is. You want to go on a cruise, whatever it is, okay? I want you to write down what your life's purpose. What do you want to accomplish? You want to be, I don't know, you want to have a no-kill shelter, whatever it is. I want you to write that down, okay? Because there's everybody is born for a reason. You have a life's journey. There's something you need to accomplish. You know, we've all heard that term that the richest place in the world is a cemetery because there's so many people that die with so many dreams. You know, they just take them to the grave because they don't believe enough in themselves to do what they need to do. You know, I know I've covered these stories before, but I know of a couple of men that had the opportunities. They had the opportunities to be a part of Dunkin' Donuts. They had the opportunities to be a part of Howard Johnson's, but they didn't believe enough in themselves. So that's why you need to know what your life's purpose is. My life's purpose is to be a coach. You know, I was a nurse. In my previous life, you know, it's like, wait a minute, you had another life? Yeah, I did. I had another chapter. My chapter now is, okay, I did my nursing for 28 years. I'm done with that. But now it's coaching. That's what I need to do. That's where I need to be. That's why God clipped my wings. I had my breast cancer. I don't have it anymore. And now I'm home doing coaching. And the fantastic thing about it, I could do coaching all around the world. I don't have to be just, you know, here in New Jersey or, you know, when I go to Florida, just in Florida. I could do it all around the world because guess what? I could do it on the computer. I could go on Skype. I could go on webinars. I could do whatever. I'm not limited. You know, the world is, you know, my ocean. I mean, I could do wherever I want to do. The only limit I have is where I decide to be my own limit. And I'm not limited. I'm limitless. And that's where you got to be. You got to have that mindset where you could do whatever you want to do. You could have any, you know, whatever it is that you want to accomplish. But you have to have that mindset. Because if you limit yourself, you're putting yourself in a box. And I don't believe in the box. When people say, you got to think out of the box, I don't have a box. I threw that box out of the window. You know, I don't have a box. So you have to have that mindset. So you have to decide, okay, what it is you want to accomplish. What's your life's purpose, okay? And you have to realize your life is, you have a circle of life, okay? It's not just one thing. There's eight areas in your life that you have to realize, you know, and I'm going to cover those eight areas just so that you know. The eight areas of your life is your work, your career is one of them, the money you have, your income, that's another area. Another is your living environment, you know, your home, your apartment, or your house, the car you have, your office, where your living space is, your personal growth, where you are. Because a lot of people are not where they are supposed to be in their personal growth and development. Every day you should be doing something for personal growth and development. That's why I tell people, like I said in the last radio show I had, I said you had to take at least an hour every day to do personal growth and development for yourself. It's so crucial that you do that every day. And even if you decide that you don't want to be an entrepreneur, even if you say, you know what, I want to work for a boss man and boss lady, which I don't know why you would want to do that, but you may. You know, not everybody has the entrepreneurial spirit. Not everybody, you know, wants to be free and work for themselves and not want to have somebody tell you when you want to go to the bathroom and when you are allowed to take your child to the doctor and when you're allowed to take a vacation. You know, some people want to have somebody tell them what to do. You know, and that's okay. I personally, I couldn't stand that. But, you know, you might want to like that, and you might want to have that lousy cake, you know, at the end of 40 years. I personally didn't want that. But, you know, you really still need personal development. So right now, like I said, the eight areas of your life is work. Write this down. Work, money, living environment, personal growth, health and recreation, okay? That's the things that you do, you know, anything like your entertainment, your community, which is your friends, your social life, your family, that's including if you're married, single, or children, and your God, and if you don't believe in God, that's fine, your spiritual life, okay? That's your circle of life. Okay, if one of those areas of your life is a troubled area, it's going to affect the rest of your areas. If you're having marital problems, you better believe it. It's going to affect your other parts of your life. If you're having spiritual problems, it's going to affect it. Money problems, it's going to affect it. If you have friend problems, it's going to affect it. So that's why you have to be congruent with every aspect of your life. Are there going to be problems in those areas? Of course there is. It's not going to be perfect every area, but you want to maintain some type of balance. And when you start looking at those areas, that's why you have to sit down, give yourself time, go through those areas and see what is the problem area. Right now, to be very honest with you, the one that people are having the most problem is the money area. That is one of the highest. It's the money usually is the first one. Then it's the family. And then it's the work. And then, of course, it's the God, you know, spirituality. So you really want to check those out. I'm going to say them one more time in case anybody missed any. It is work, money, living environment, personal growth, health and recreation, community, family, and God. Again, if there's a problem in any of those areas, it's going to affect it. So you really have to make sure that those areas, if you're having any problem in those areas, you have to address them. That's the first thing you have to do. When you're setting your goals, you have to make sure your goals are realistic. If you're just putting out there, I want extra money, okay? A penny is extra money. Seriously, I'm not joking. If you're going to say, I want extra money, and somebody hands you a penny, okay, you're a penny richer. You have to be specific. And I mean really specific. You have to make sure when you're saying your goals, whatever it is, you have to know exactly what you want to accomplish. You have to think exactly what it is that you want to do. And you have to have daily goals. You have to have weekly goals. You have to have monthly goals. You have to have 30-day goals, 60-day goals, 90-day goals. It has to be measured. If they're not measured, how the heck do you know if you're heading in the right direction? You'll never know if you're heading in the right direction if you do not make them measurable. That's how important it is. But again, you have to know what you want to do. You know, if your goals are, you know, and it doesn't have to be money. It could be anything else. If you're going to school, okay, and you want to get a degree, you have to know what courses you got to take, how many credits you have to do, whatever it is, you have to make it measurable. You know, like when I was doing my courses to get my master's, I had to decide what am I going to do first. I mean, if I decided to be a leadership coach, well, that's all well and good, but I really needed the basics first. I needed to be a life coach first to have my foundation first, and then I could be a business coach. That was my second, you know, because I needed to know about business second. And then after that, I needed to get my success coach and then the leadership coach. I had to do that in steps. I couldn't just jump to leadership coach, okay, because that's all well and good, but I needed to have the foundation of life coach first in order to, you know, expand out there. So you really need to know what is it that you need to go first in order to get to your other areas. You know, you have to know that specifically. If you have a problem with where you want to go, you will need, to be honest with you, I need a coach. You know, I needed a coach to talk to. I still need mentors. Whenever I have an idea or if I have goals that I need to meet, I have mentors that I speak to. Just because I'm a coach doesn't mean that I don't need to talk to other people. There's other people out there that have gone to where I need to go. And I need to talk to those people so that I could speak to them exactly, okay, how did you get to where you went to? And tell me what you needed to do because, you know, why should I reinvent the wheel? Why should I make it hard on myself? That doesn't make sense. So you need to do the same thing. If there's a goal, if there's something you need to accomplish, you better go out there and speak to the experts in your field so that this way you could get to where you need to go. Because why take the long way when all you need to do is talk to the experts? They will guide you. You know, unless that person has an ego problem, they'll be more than happy to say, hey, let me explain this to you. This is what you need to do. You know, there's a lot of people that are more than happy to explain it to you. There's a lot of people that don't have egos. They check their egos at the door. They're doing it because they love to do what they're doing. I love what I'm doing. I'm more than happy to tell you I don't have a problem with that. I love to help people. I'll say, hey, this is what you need to do because it's no big deal to me. You're not taking anything away from me by asking me. As a matter of fact, I love helping people. So that's great. One of the things that when I explain about goals, and you may have heard this before, it's called the SMART format, and it's called SMART goals. You may have heard this before. It is really important to use this kind of format. It's called, again, SMART, and it's an acronym. SMART is the S stands for specific, okay? specific. You want to be very specific in what you're asking for. What exactly do you want to accomplish? What would it look like when you reach your objective? Choose a time frame. Be specific, okay? What do you, you know, like I explained to you, what do you want to do daily? What do you want to do weekly? It must be specific, okay? The more specific you are, the better it is. You want to buy a house by such and such a date. What color house? In what neighborhood? What? How many bedrooms? How many bathrooms? What kind of floors? What color are the walls? You know, what kind of flowers are outside? What kind of grass? I mean, you got to be that specific. You even smelling the flowers, that's how specific, because the more you see it, the more you're putting it out to the universe. And I'm telling you, it's obtainable. But if you say, I just want a house, I'm telling you, you'll get a house, but it ain't going to be the one you want. It won't. So that's what the S stands for, specific. The M stands for measurable. That's why you have to measure it. Because you're not measuring it, how the heck do you know if you're heading in the right direction? How could you qualify it if you don't know? You said you want a more balanced life, for instance. What do you mean by more? You got to know exactly. If you're going in, you know, you're heading over to California, you got to know, okay, these are the amount of miles I have to go each day. If you don't know how many miles it is to California, how the heck do you know if you're heading in the right direction? You might be heading up to Canada, you know? You got to know where you're going. And that's why it has to be measurable. How could you state this as an objective so you could progress towards it if it's not measurable? Attainable. You know, is this goal within your capabilities? Is it reasonably possible? Again, you have to make sure it's obtainable. You can't say that you want $1 million in two minutes. You know, you got to be realistic here. Yes, people have made $1 million on the internet. It's doable, but it ain't doable in 2 minutes. You know, I'm going to work, I'm going to put one email out, and in 2 minutes, I'm going to make $1 million. That's unrealistic, okay? You have to have realistic goals. Also, are you putting up roadblocks? There are people out there that put up their own roadblocks. You could actually give somebody a roadmap. You know, there has been millionaires out there that have written specific step by step by step, this is what I did, okay? And I know a couple people that have actually done it. You know, I'm like, you're actually doing a step by step? And they said, yes. And I've asked them, I says, do you realize that you're giving the farm out there, you're telling exactly what to do? And they said, yes. And I'm like, why are you doing that? Because I know that people will not do it. They will not go exactly what I've done because they are self-sabotage. They are so afraid of succeeding that they won't do it. And you need to know, are you that kind of person? There's some people that are so afraid of succeeding that they don't want to do it. They're like, well, see, I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. And if you're that kind of person, you got to realize that now, and you got to get past that. Because there's some people that have won the lottery, they've won millions of dollars, and they actually pissed it away. They actually have spent it where they became poor because they couldn't handle having that success. There's been people, you know, like when kids, and again, there's been kids that are mature that knew what to do with money, but some, the success was too much for them that they actually couldn't handle it. So you have to realize, are you that type of person? If that's your problem, that's a roadblock for you. Also, do you have naysayers in your life? Because if you have naysayers in your life, that's a big roadblock for you. If you're trying to accomplish something and you have somebody down your throat looking over what you're doing, see, you sat there doing all that and you didn't accomplish anything, that's a naysayer. So you got to see where you're at with what you're doing. Is what you're doing relevant? That's why I told you at the beginning of this call, shut the Facebook down, shut Skype down, and shut those games down, because that's not relevant to what you need to do, okay? It's extremely important you do that. I don't know how many times I have seen people sending me game requests. If one more comes, I'm telling you, I'm going to send that Medea thing out to them where she's loading up a gun. I'm kidding. You know, I mean, really? And you're telling me you are not making money? Look at what you're doing. Is that really that important to you? Is what, Kane West, whatever the hell his name, you know, what he's doing at the Grammys, is that really important? Who the hell cares? I don't care what the Kardashians are doing. I don't care what Bruce Jenner's turning into a woman. I really don't care. Good for him. I don't care. You know, that he's Belinda or whatever his name is. Who cares? Right now, all I care is about getting down to Florida, worrying about my family. That's really all I care about. Don't send me crap. I don't want to hear it. You need to do the same thing. You need to put the blinders on and focus on what you're doing. If you're not doing that, don't waste my time. Don't waste your time. Get off the internet and go get a job, because that's what you need to do. You know, what are you willing to let go or cut off from your schedule to work on your goal? Seriously. Because if you're not, you're not serious. You're doing a hobby, and go do your hobby. Don't waste my time. Don't waste your time. On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it to you to reach your goal? Be real with yourself. If you're not real with yourself, then you're lying to yourself. That's how relevant you have to be. So number one, the SMART goals. Specific. Be specific. M, measurable. Okay? A, attainable. R, relevant. And T, time specific. By when will you reach your goal? This is your goal. It's not my goal. It's your goal. When are you going to reach your goal? When will you start? I'm not going to start it for you. When are you going to start? And what's your deadline? It's not my deadline. It's your deadline. And who are you going to be accountable to? You better be accountable to somebody. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Call somebody up, call your upline, okay, and tell them, you know what, you know, like I have two uplines. That's the only two people I have. I have one of my uplines, her name is Robin, okay, she's in my AVSE, okay, and if I call her, I say, Robin, I'm going to be on a call, I better be on that call, okay. She's not going to call me and say, hey, Diana, you're not on that call. No, she's not, because I'm a big girl now. She doesn't have to be telling me what to do. I better be on that call because you know what? I need to be accountable. And if I tell her I'm going to do something, I need to do it. My other upline is Dr. Brian, okay? If I say, and he's my upline in Carapars. Now I tell him, hey, Dr. Brian, I'm going to be on the call for Carapars. I'm going to be on the training. If I'm not there, he's not going to call me and say, hey, you weren't on the call. That's me. I'm accountable to that. I missed the training. That's my problem that I missed the training. He's not going to say, hey, you missed the call. You missed the training. He's going to be there, and the people who want it are going to be there. That's the same thing I'm going to do with my people who are in my businesses. And that's how you have to be with your people in your business. If people are going to want it bad enough, they will be there. Okay? That's how you must be. You know, I'm sick and tired of this babysitting nonsense, and you should be too. You got to realize, what is that? What is it that motivates you? Really, what motivates you? What gets you going? What are you passionate about? Are you passionate about, some people are passionate about making money, and that's cool. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, I hear people that that money is the root of all evil. It's not. Money is not the root of all evil, because you need money to eat. You need money to survive. It's the love of money. When you love money more than your higher power, then you got a problem, okay? That's when you got a problem. But you do need money to survive. You need money for food. You need money to pay, you know, for your utilities. You need money for, things that, things to just live on. Then that's okay. But when you idolize money, when money is more than your higher power, and for me that's God, then there's a problem there. And you have to also have, morals and values. You also have to have a servant's heart. That's what's extremely important. If you don't have a servant's heart, especially in the entrepreneurial arena, then you don't belong there. You really, really don't belong there. You need to get out, because I see this all the time where I see greedy people where all they're worried about is themselves. Do yourself a favor and do us, people who are in the industry, who really care about other people, do us a favor and get the hell out. Because you're making it bad for all of us. So I want you to think about this. What value words really resonate with you? Do you have integrity? Do you have honesty, genuineness, authenticity, accountability? Do you do what you say? Do you have directness, sincerity, strength, character? Do you follow through? Do you sacrifice? Are you leaving a legacy for your family? Do you do duty, honor, heritage, responsibility? Have stability, peace, thoughtfulness? Are you nurturing? Do you believe in freedom, exploration, creativity, fun? If you're that kind of person, then you belong in this industry. You really have to start thinking of who you are as a person, and you have to start being accountable. Goals are made so that you could get to where you're going. And if you haven't made your goal for 2015, you better do it. So take the time today to make your goals. Don't just write them down on a piece of paper and throw them in a book and don't look at them. You really need to have your goals written out. They need to be specific. They need to be written out where you could what you need to do is you need to go over them at the end of the day. Have you reached your daily goal? One of the goals that people, I don't know why there's a problem with this particular goal, especially if you're in business, you need to talk to people every day. And that could be, the main thing, to be honest with you, is talking to people on the phone. The phone will not bite you, I promise you. You pick up the phone to talk to people in your family. Well, when you were a kid, you talked to people, in school, okay? When you talk to people in school, that's how you made friends. It's the same thing. When you're talking to people, you make friends first. You don't pick up the phone and you spam people and talk about your business. You've got to make friends the same way. The same way you made friends in high school is the same way you make friends prior to you talking about your business. You want to talk to them about them first. You pick up a phone, you talk to a lead, you ask them how they're doing, you got their name, they filled out information on your website. If they're not interested, they're not interested. It's no big deal. Go to the next one. You need to talk to people. You can't run a business if you don't talk to people. They will not know what you are doing. So your goal is to talk to people. I see where it says talk to 3 people a day. No, talk to 30 people a day. Talk to 50 people a day. Whatever your time frame is. If you're full-time, I don't care. Talk to 50 people a day at least. Anywhere to 50 to 100 people a day. There's no reason why you can't if you're full-time. If you're part-time, okay, anywhere from 30 to 50 people a day. There's no excuse. Anyway, I hope that this has helped you. If you have any questions, feel free to reach me. Send me an email at secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. Have an awesome day. Get on the phone. Reach your goals for today. Start calling people and start getting those goals taken care of. Because if you don't start doing it, you're going to get back the same thing that you did last year. You're not going to reach those goals. Have an awesome day. This is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach. Nothing happens until you take action. Bye-bye for now. We will have another we'll have another show next week, Wednesday, 9 o'clock a.m. I don't know what the topic is, but we'll find out next week. Take care. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye for now.